This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let's talk to the South African Social Security Agency here in Limpopo, because they've said that top-ups on old age child support foster grants that applied during COVID-19 lockdown will no longer be paid. So we're speaking to Mr. Zwanda Kutama, who speaks for SASE in the province. Mr. Kutama, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, Mwambla. Good evening to all your listeners.
Good evening. Well, you know, there's been confusion for some that they are surprised. Some are saying the president said that the support grants that were there will continue, that were there because of COVID will continue. They are saying that, but SASA is saying something else about top-ups. I know you wouldn't want to go to the political part of it. But what are you saying as SASA on the top-ups?
We are saying as SASA that we have decided to increase the extension, in fact, to extend the 350 social grants until the end of January 2021, meaning that all those people who were qualifying for COVID-19 SRD grants, 350, will be able to receive their monies until 2021 in January.
Mm.
But however, we decided to stop the top-ups from the old age and other grants like your child support, your care dependency. You remember the child support, we had topped them up with 500 rands, and then the other grants, it was 250 rands. So we are saying we will stop that so that we focus on those people who are in fact in their need of support. Since the president announced the COVID-19 350 grant for 6 months, which started in May and was supposed to end now in October. Now the announcement is that we will be able to extend the 350 social grant COVID-19 to January. It means it's an extension of additional 3 months.
Mm.
So we will be doing that. Remember that at SASA, for over the past 12 years, we have been paying more than 17 million beneficiaries of social grants, which have been there for the past 12 and more years in different grant types. So we will be continuing to pay those ones, but we are saying for a while now, given the conditions that we are in as a country and the world, which everybody knows in our community, we need to support those who are in need, and we be able to actually extend the kind of support in terms of the 250 for those that are in dire need, who are at the lowest.
When you talk about that, so there are some that are saying, but what you are saying is not what the president said. Is that the case?
It can't be, because we work. We are one government, and we listen to what the lawmakers say. What we do as SASA, we prepare the systems as and when the instructions and the gazetted actually laws are put in place, so that we reach out to those who are in dire need in terms of social security provision, like in the form of provision of social grants. So we have been working very, very, very under pressure, since the announcement of the COVID 350 grant, to ensure that the systems are there, to ensure that the grants are paid, which was a new grant which was actually under the announcement of a disaster.
Okay. And very briefly, how is the paying of the grants going?
We have been able, as Limpopo province, to pay over 800,000 people from the applications that were about 1.186 million. It means 1.1866 million. So we have been doing well as a province, because we have been able to pay more than 80% of the people that have applied and who qualified. So we are continuing to support those that are in dire need. So people should still continue to look if they are in dire need, to use the systems that are in place to be able to apply for the COVID-19 grant.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kutama. Good evening.
Thank you. Good evening, Ramla, and your listeners.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.